Now that you're comfortable with the intake process, it's time to move on to determining eligibility. To participate in the WIC program, an applicant needs to meet eligibility requirements in four areas. These areas are residence, income, category, and nutrition risk. Screening for eligibility gets clients one step closer to receiving the amazing services WIC provides, like helping choose healthy foods, breastfeeding support, finding community resources for moms and their children, and more. You've already learned a little about documenting residence and nutrition risk in Module 2. In this module, you'll learn about documenting an applicant's income and categorical eligibility using the income eligibility and the certification action screens. You'll learn about documenting family size, income, and other information that affects income documentation, such as homelessness. You'll also learn about entering participation and referral information for adjunctively eligible programs. These are other federal or state programs that may make an applicant income eligible for WIC. In addition, I'll teach you about what makes a person categorically eligible for WIC and how to enter category information into HANS.